I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, podcast listeners. It's James here. Hope you're doing really well as we head into this festive season. And you must have been being good boys and girls because we've got this little extra helping of Signal for you to stuff into your podcast stockings as we head into the start of 2019. This is a short little interview that we recorded earlier this year with June Sarpong. Many of you will know June from her many media engagements, including obviously her long-running appearances on T4 back in the day, but since then has done many other things, including written a couple of books and has been involved in a number of campaigns in the media and has been very outspoken about her Christian faith along the way. Here's June Sarpong with our very own Ruth Jackson recording just after the Church of Media conference in October.
I thought it was really interesting that you were so surprised that there were so many Christians who work in the media.
Right.
Why were you so surprised?
Well, I've never met any. Have you met any?
A few.
Yeah.
A few. But not many. Not many in the secular media. Why do you think that is? Why do you think there's so little Christians working in the secular media?
Do you know what? I think that there are lots, as we've seen today, but I think they are not vocal about it. I think there are lots of people who are Christians and you just don't know they're Christian. So I think that's why I was so surprised. I think they're there. They're here today.
Undercover
Christians. Which is sad, I think.
What are some of the things that you're up to at the moment? Who is June Sarpong today?
Oh, who's June Sarpong today? So at the moment, I'm on book tour for my book Diversify and my other book Power of Women, Why Feminism is Good for Everyone. And also I have a show on Sky News, which is a debate show. But the thing I'm really enjoying, actually, is going into corporations and businesses, talking to them about diversity and inclusion and how to actually integrate that into their businesses and why it's beneficial for them financially when they do. So, yeah, it's been so much fun.
If you could stick that in a nutshell, what is the one way that we can be better at diversity?
Yeah, I think the one way is to make friends with somebody that's different to yourself. That's the quickest way, because then you see people as humans.
And you're in the public eye a lot, and you've been doing some great campaigning mm-hmm. and things like that. How do you protect yourself when you're in that environment?
Oh, what a good question. I think I'm quite good at reading people. You know, when you've done this sort of job for 20 years, you do get very good at just being able to read somebody's energy. And so I think by reading energy is probably how I protect myself. Yeah, and also I don't have that big a social media presence. I only tweet, so I don't do Facebook. I don't do Instagram. I don't do any of the others, so that's probably why as well.
Do you think your personal faith kind of comes into that? Do you sort of top yourself up in the morning to go out and wear
your armor? Oh, yes. Sorry. Can I get you? Yeah, now I see what you mean. Yes, 100%. So I pray and I meditate every morning, or at least I try to. And I'm constantly praying. For me, prayer is as much as thinking to me. So, and I'm always sort of having conversations with God and angels and spirits. And you know, I'm African, so we also believe in our sort of ancestors and our deities and so on. So I'm forever, yeah, that's completely part of my everyday life. Yeah, so yeah, that's how I protect myself. yourself. Yes.
How do we learn to disagree well? Because that's something you're very good at instigating.
Yes, I think you have to really understand where people are coming from, and you have to have some compassion for that, and also respect for other people's opinions. You know, obviously not extreme opinions that, you know, are dangerous, but I can understand somebody who has slightly conservative views or views that are not particularly inclusive. I can understand why somebody feels that way. I think my job, hopefully, is to be able to present my argument in a way that maybe perhaps makes them change their mind.
Do you think we need to learn to do that as a church?
Yes, I think the church is doing a really bad job of connecting with people who don't already believe. And I think we need to do a much better job of being inclusive and welcoming, and a place that really is about love, so that you can feel that there is somewhere for you to belong.
And you often see the church and the media at odds with each other.
Yeah.
How do you think the media is treating the church at the moment? Do you think we're in a good place?
No. I think the media has absolute disdain for the church. But the church hasn't helped itself in the process, because if the church was doing a good enough job to counter that in its actions within communities, then whatever the media said wouldn't matter. But I do think there's a sort of, I don't know what it is, in the last sort of two decades, Christianity has become a dirty word. And I think that's why, like what we were saying before about people in media hiding their faith in the way that other faiths don't. My Muslim friends do not feel the need to hide their faith. My Jewish friends do not feel the need to hide their faith. But for some reason, Christians in Britain definitely feel that way.
Do you think that means that Christians who are working within the media have got quite a distinctive and important role then?
They really do. And I think there's a way you can be totally proud of your faith without excluding others. And I think that's the bit we haven't got right. Usually the way Christianity is presented is in a way that demeans other faiths or actually believes other faiths are wrong. And I think there's a way where we can be completely proud and 100% sure of what we believe without demonizing other people. And I think when we get that piece right, we will no longer be seen as the sort of weirdos in society. And society needs us right now in these crazy times. I think people need faith. They need something that's of substance and something that is meaningful to actually hold on to.
Thank you. So
yeah.
Much. Really helpful.
Yeah, that's
fine. Yeah, thank
Great.
You.
You're brilliant.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thanks so much to June and Ruth there for that interview. If you've enjoyed the show, we would love it if you would leave us a little Christmas present of our own, which is a review and a rating over on Apple Podcasts, on Acast, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this show. It really helps for other people to find it. And the best thing that you can do is to share the show on social media or directly with a friend through WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger, well, just about anywhere. We would love it if you would. That's it for Signal for 2018. So much more to come in 2019, and we look forward to seeing you soon, either at a new event, one of our conferences, or up here on the podcast back when we're with you in January. For now, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a happy 2019. See you in the new year.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.